Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. I'm Bob. I'm reading today from the April edition of the Voice of the Martyrs newsletter slash magazine. We're going to wrap up the April edition today. Next time, next week, Lord willing, we'll be into the May edition. There's four countries that are given just a short story at the very end of this magazine. Let's talk about all of them. India, Hindu mob disrupts church service, burns down families' home. In November 2021, a mob of Hindu extremists interrupted a Sunday morning church service in central India and began threatening the worshippers present. The mob was reportedly composed of more than 50 members of the Hindu extremist group Vishwa Hindu Parishad, VHP, an offshoot of the prominent Hindu nationalist organization Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh, RSS. Both the VHP and the RSS seek to, quote, purify India by promoting Hinduism and eliminating Christians. They're considered traitors to the Hindu homeland in an effort to appease Hindu deities. After interrupting the church service, the extremists called the police and made false accusations against the pastor. That's a common strategy of Hindu extremists in India. The extremists also threatened to demolish the church building. As police tried to mediate the conflict, a villager arrived to inform one Christian, a man named Kabir, that his home had been burned down. When Kabir, his four sons and their families, 23 family members in all, returned home, they found that their house and all of their recently harvested crops had been destroyed. The family, who lived together in the house, were without adequate housing and basic necessities like clothing and food. The attack on Kabir's home is thought to have been related to the disruption at the church as an act of retaliation against Kabir's faithful witness. After assessing the incident, it was a well-planned and coordinated attack by the Hindu right-wing group, a frontline worker said. The family was faithful for more than 15 years and actively involved with ministry with their church. Well, VOM is assisting the family and providing basic needs. Let's move to Laos. Christians in Laos often are persecuted most severely by their own family members, a reality faced recently by new believers Phan and Yun. The married couple, who have two children, were until recently living with Phan's parents in a village that had no Christians. When Phan developed a chronic illness, he consulted medical doctors and a witch doctor, but found no relief from his illness. Finally, his wife, Yun, decided to take him to her Christian relatives in her home village. While staying there, Phan and Yun heard the gospel and placed their faith in Christ. Shortly thereafter, Phan recovered from his illness, and the couple returned home. That's when the persecution began. After learning of the couple's newfound faith, Phan's parents and other relatives told him that his family would have to move out of the house unless they renounced their Christian faith. And since Phan was healed from his illness, the relatives reasoned, he no longer needed Jesus Christ. But Phan and Yun remained firm in their commitment to Christ. Phan's parents then chased him and his family from their home, forcing them to flee with only the clothes they were wearing. The family is currently staying with Yun's Christian relatives, and VOM has connected them with local believers who are helping them while they rebuild their lives. Please pray for Phan's family, a frontline worker said. Their living situation is very difficult. Pray also for other Christians in Laos who, like Phan and Yun, are rejected by family because of their faith in Christ. And then into Lebanon, bearing fruit at outreach events for children. Frontline workers in Lebanon are advancing the gospel through creative outreach events for Syrian refugee children. At a recent evangelistic sports day camp, 80 children from diverse backgrounds, including several Muslim children, heard the gospel proclaimed through Christian songs and teachings from God's word. Pray that the word would stay in their hearts and bring fruit, a frontline worker said. Along with the outreach events, VOM has provided the children with backpacks containing school essentials and a Bible. In addition, frontline workers have engaged some of the families in Bible study and discipleship groups. One family who had been attending a Bible study group has recently returned to Syria, and frontline workers intend to maintain contact with them as they readjust in their home country. The seeds of the gospel continue to grow through the faithful witness of our Christian brothers and sisters in the Middle East. And finally, Burkina Faso, a displaced pastor, reaches refugees for Christ. A pastor in Burkina Faso, who was displaced by Islamists, is using his circumstances as an opportunity to share the gospel. Islamist attacks against Christians have risen sharply in Burkina Faso since 2019, causing most Christians to leave the northern and eastern parts of the country. More than 200 churches in these areas have reportedly closed, and as many as 10,000 Christians have fled their homes due to ongoing threats. Nearly 800,000 people in total have been displaced. Amid the suffering and chaos, however, one pastor is taking the opportunity to reach his displaced neighbors with the good news of Christ. Pastor Pierre had pastored a church in northern Burkina Faso until 2019, when Islamists overran his village. As the attackers began their assault, villagers warned the pastor that he was in danger, so he and all of his church members fled to a nearby city for refuge. Life in the new city was difficult for Pastor Pierre, but a local church helped him with basic necessities, and a fellow believer provided a low-rent home for him and his family. He is currently housing 16 others from his village in his home, and VOM has provided the pastor with livestock to help him support his family and the other refugees. VOM also gave Pastor Pierre an audio Bible, which he is using to share the gospel with other displaced refugees in the city. Access to Bibles in local languages is limited in Burkina Faso, and distribution is difficult because of ongoing security issues. "They don't have anything to do, so they want to listen to the Bible," Pastor Pierre said. Many are giving their lives to Christ. Audio Bibles are an especially effective way of advancing the gospel in this hostile nation, as the literacy rate is less than 35% nationwide. "They're in great need of audio Bibles here in Burkina Faso," a frontline worker said. "I see this as a rare opportunity to be able to get God's word to so many people that are looking for something different than what they have experienced with the Islamic extremists." There you have it, the April edition. I hope you'll be looking back on these other weeks if you missed one. And the Lord willing, as I said, next time we'll go into the May issue. You can have this magazine delivered straight to your door. You don't have to wait for me each time. You can read it yourself. Just contact the people at VOM, at The Voice, at VOM.org. That's The Voice at VOM.org. And you'll be reading about current examples. I know you can read all the history of these places, but these are current examples of the ongoing mistreatment of God's people. Yes, just ask to be put on their mailing list. It's all free. And I know you will enjoy looking at these things and go to God with everything that's on your heart afterwards. And a lot will be on your heart, I promise you. Well, this is the Hackberry House of Chosun. And Lord willing, we will talk again real soon. Bye-bye.